So, no, indeed, Prince did not overstate things in saying that the worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose. To choose love over lies. The lie that we must deny our body's truth, deny our right to joy, our right to choose freedom, love, truth, joy over subjection to global statesmen must be inviolate. Prince also said that choosing freedom, truth, love means ignoring power. But how do we ignore power? When they shove themselves in our face daily, own the larder and determine who has access to the keys, plug into their newspapers the stories they want us to read, determine the physical infrastructure that keeps us separated, invent the system institutions that then reinforce each other and them, create the roles in the dictatorship and invite us to accept the ones they've chosen for us. How then do we ignore them? Does our earlier answer hold the water we're pouring into it? We said we ignore power by giving our brothers and sisters something opposite to power to look at. Look at in every sense. But that's tautology. How do we do that? Our triumvirate of love, plus Nicola and Popper and Peter, have the answer. Proudhon, Alice, and Prince all say the same thing. And Proudhon expressed this before anyone else, unless Jesus said so. Recall his phrase, self-love, which I now see I didn't grasp to its fullest meaning. Probably why I kept returning to it. What? If we suffer for truth and justice, must we, in retaliation, thrust our persecutors outside the pale of human society? Such is not the wisdom of Christianity. Oh, proletaire, proletaire, how long are you to be victimized by this spirit of revenge and implacable hatred which your false friends kindle and which, perhaps, has done more harm to the development of reformatory ideas than the corruption, ignorance, and malice of the government. How successful you would have been if, in order to influence men, you had appealed to the self-love of men. Self-love of men, important words. For if we're forced to choose, as Prince asks us to, and we understand what he's asking, and what he's asking is what Proudhon would ask of us too, had he the global means of a prince, and which Alice Miller is also asking of us, without drawing out this strategy as specifically and clearly as Prince. If we're forced to choose, wouldn't it initiate a process that had to lead to our eyes opening and new life flooding into us? Choosing is an act of self-love, of allegiance to oneself. It asks us to see ourselves as distinct from the system, as living things with integrity and meaning that far exceed anything the state tries to claim for itself. Prince's choice is like the sharp calling of a person's name that's slipping under into death, attempting to recall that person to life, to sanity. It redirects our attention away from the suicide mission of power, away from insanity and to truth. Love, the reason that we've come, to the child stuck in what Alice tells us is the dead-end project of trying to understand, quote-unquote, make excuses for the parent, the state, that abused her or him. Prince says, you are the most important thing. Think now about you. To the man who makes for his life's work a version of this same urge to self-betrayal, a bloodhound sniffing out the blood money, gathering facts that show where the state erred and must improve. Prince says, what about you? What about the real crime? The crime most heinous? Look within. Tell me what you see. Precisely. A crime insidious and huge, of massive proportions. They've stolen our souls, our claim to the infinite. Like Orwell's wasp, body cut in two while he sucked the jam, too late, realizing the cost, Prince forces us to see in absence. A strategy seemingly so simple. A simple calling of our names to break the spell cast thousands of years ago of Plato. The subsumption of the biggest thing that God ever made, the soul, under the thumbs of lost ones. Once we stop to think about it, is sheerest insanity. A wrong so immense, nothing else can be done until we correct it. Begun by Prince asking a simple question that, if we attend to it, leads to more. And then the body beginning to think and moving its feet and taking the obvious next steps that we see. Until we have something we discover we love, in which is wound us, is us. Choosing life means you want to see you manifested in the world. You manifested in the world, not somebody else's dead vision. You see, because we're powerful, but we don't know it, the state fears this process, fears Prince. Because once our flames are lit and we realize the power in it is us, not the state, each one of us becomes a challenge to it, the state, because we want us and our creations to live in the world unmessed with, unmolested. That's what our bodies say. That's natural. That's being what we are. What could be more right? And what could be more powerful than what's right?